Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav, Shir Spanzo, Linish Masam Yakushom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Daf Samech Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis gives us the rule of what Ribbis is all about. Omar of Nachman Klolo de Ribbiso, the rule of Ribbis, Kol Ogor Noter Le Osur. Ogor Noter means it's a reward for waiting. It says Rashi, Schar Hamtono, the fact that you're waiting to pay back. When a person doesn't have to pay right away and he has time to pay, for that you have, that's the klal of ribbis. And this translates to what we have today in the business world, the time value of money. Whenever a person has a value that becomes because of time, that's the rule of ribbis. So two beautiful he'oros that's brought down in Sefer Chassidus about this. Number one is what's brought down in the Me'ah Shiloyach and Pashas Behar. And he points out that Parshas Be'ar speaks about three things. We have the mitzvah of Ribbis that we have in our Sugis. You have the mitzvah of Shemitah and the mitzvah of Yovel. Says the Be'ar Shech, what is the connection of these three mitzvahs? So he says, we know from Sefer Yetziro that there's three dimensions in the world. Olam, Shono, and Nefesh. Space, time, and human being. There's the space of the world, there's the time of the world, and then there's human beings in the world. Says the Me'ah Shiloyach, Parshas Be'ar has come to teach you, you don't have control of any one of these elements. You don't have control of space, you think things belong to you. Comes Shemitah and says that the land doesn't belong to you. You don't have shlita on people, human beings, because even when we have avodim, you have to release them in the yevil. So you really don't have control of human beings. And you don't have control on time, because people think with ribbis that they control the time. They're making money based on time. The time value of money. So when the Torah is oyster someone to take ribbis, it's telling you, you don't have the control on the time. You can't make money on the fact of time because it's not under your control. And as the Me'ah Shiloyach that it says in the parasha, Ani Hashem Elokecha, as we learned before, to tell you, don't think that if you don't have these controls, so then you have nothing to rely on. You have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all the Shefa Baruch HaVatzlacha. And don't rely on things that are physical to feel this is where I have to rely on to make money, because really all three are not under your control. And the Sefer Yisvach Moshe in Parsha B'Shalach, in the footnote over there, he says another beautiful word. It says, in the Pasuk, L'chil l'orava yesh, v'yitzriseh mamale. I'll give my lover's yesh, something existing, which the Mishnah on the end of Shah says, referring to the Schar l'olam habo, v'yitzriseh mamale, and I'll fill up their oitzris, their storage. Says the Yisach Moshe, why is it called yesh? So the Mishnah on the end of the Shah says, to tell you there's 310 worlds which Baruch Hu will give each tzaddik. Says the Yisach Moshe, there's another pshat. Because in Choro, we have a problem. There's an Isser Ribbis. When a person does a mitzvah in this world, he gets reward only L'Olam Haba. So the reward comes only later. Isn't that Ogor Notar, our Gemara? Isn't that the time value of money? You're getting your value, you're getting your reward because you're waiting. You're not getting it right away. You're getting the big schar L'Olam Haba because you wait for it. Because Baruch Hu is not paying you immediately. He's paying you later. So why isn't always the schar of L'Olam Haba a ribbis? The answer is, says the Yisach Moshe, because as we learned earlier, when the borrower has the item, when he owns the item, even yeshlo, he's holding on to it, so then he can do ribbis. We learned before regarding wine, regarding wheat. If the lender wants to give it to the borrower, and the borrower says, I'll pay you back, and he already has it in his possession, so then there's no problem with ribbis. Says the Yisach Moshe, that's shot. L'chi lo'ev ha'yesh, because Baruch Hu says all the reward is already here. I'm not waiting to give it back to you later. It's that time value of money, the later I will have it, not now. Right now, it's already here. It already belongs to the tzaddik. So therefore, that's what's Oitzoyseh Malay. That's why I can fill up their storage. Katiz Neizach Moshe says that we have another pasuk in Mishli. Nesim v'ruach v'geshem ayin ish mis'alil bin matnas sheker. Someone who says, I'm going to give a gift, I'll give tzedakah, but he doesn't keep his word. So then there's clouds, there's wind, but there's no rain. Says the Yisach Moshe, basically what I'm saying is the following pshat. What is the ftacha that a person will get, the reward to the world to come? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word so strong? So we saw Rashi Taisis, because there is a inyan and mishapara. If you don't keep your word, so you're over a mishapara, so right away there's a smichus das, that the borrower, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to give the reward immediately. But if someone does not keep his own word, So then me, the Kenegi Mido, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep his word as well. And if so, he doesn't have that smichus das that the schar is going to come. If he doesn't have the smichus das, the schar is going to come. So then the male becomes ribbis. The male becomes ribbis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot give him the reward lost in lavoi. That's what it means. V'gesh shemayin, there'll be no rain, there'll be no ashpas from above to this person. Meaning, because the whole reward of Olam Haba is based on the fact that we know smichus das, that yesh, it's here. So a person needs to keep his word in order to get to have shayches to this reward. If a person is not keeping his word, and so he mainly is midi kenegid midah, because Baruch doesn't keep his word with him, he cannot get the reward of Olam Haba, because there's no smichus das on that. It's a din of ribis, it's agar notar, says the Yisrael Moshe, and he mainly, that's the pshat in this pasuk. Very niflo'i me'oid of the Yisrael Moshe. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or what to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.